B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Our senior class beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in a lake.
I told women that you are absolutely beautiful, and evidently that's creepy to tell strangers.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
That's not good for society.
Good morning, everybody.
I wasn't listening to it. What did it say?
This is not good for society, people.
I don't know why I said that at one point on the show, but I did. And
okay.
That little show opener, as we call it, opens with Loren saying that her high school class threw Mickey into the lake, which I love so much.
Yes. Who hasn't, you know?
Welcome to your Tuesday. Today is April 6th, 2021, and it's
Isn't
the MRL
weird?
Show.
We're already a week into April.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
Yep. What you got going on? Allergies over there?
Oh, dude, the allergies are a nightmare. I got to go to Cornerstone Ear, Nose, and Throat.
Right. Because... Or take a Zyrtec or something.
Well, I'm a little weary because the doctor there told me something scary about that.
Friend. Oh.
But, I don't want to, you know.
Weren't they cold for a minute?
Yeah, I don't want to say anything that could get me sued.
Okay.
I think they have a class action lawsuit. Okay.
But in my neighborhood, it's surrounded by trees. And when I was walking yesterday, I felt myself breathing the pollen.
Mm.
I felt it. I felt it enter my body.
I was playing basketball with the kids in the neighborhood. That's why it was going to be my one thing. All the kids in the neighborhood played basketball against me and the older kid in the neighborhood, like a 12-year-old. So it was like 2 against 4. And every time we dribbled the basketball, pollen came flying up off the ground.
Hate it.
And it was fun. The kids are competitive, man. These young kids are like 6, 7, 8 years old. Now they're competitive. I got scratches on me from them trying to get the ball. But it was a lot of fun. And then the news broke yesterday while we were playing basketball that the Jets have traded their quarterback. So my favorite team that I grew up with, the New York Jets, traded their quarterback, Sam Darnold, to my second favorite adopted team, the Carolina Panthers.
Big news yesterday. I was stopped in my tracks.
And you lost it, I heard.
Mm. I effing lost it yesterday. I was like, OMG. We have a new quarterback.
What do you think, Nicole? What's your thoughts on that? Just quick thoughts as a longtime Panther fan.
I'm not excited, but I'm also not excited. He's got to prove to me.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything about him, honestly.
He was supposed to be really good, and then the thing is that the Jets didn't have a good coach, and maybe that ruined him. So they're thinking with Coach Matt Rhule down here and the offensive coordinator that maybe we could pull some magic. So we'll see. But that was the one thing I wanted to tell you was competitive basketball with 6-year-olds is my thing yesterday.
Okay. Let me tell you about my day.
Okay.
So yesterday was Elena's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to take the boys to, see animals. So close your ears, Nicole, but they ended up going to a zoo. While she was gone, I was, like, trying to set up, like, this whole, like, afternoon for her. So I decorated her room in balloons.
You're so busy.
I got her a cake from Suarez Bakery.
Whoa.
And then I was going to order sushi for dinner. And I text her to make sure that she wants sushi for dinner and not something else for her birthday. And she's like, oh, I was going to go out tonight.
You got blown off.
I did. I was like, oh, okay.
But mom has something nice set up for you.
Yeah. So she's like, well, can we just celebrate tomorrow? I was like, but your cake.
Let me tell you, Suarez Bakery, they have good cakes. I wouldn't leave that thing. Right? I'd dig into it.
Did you leave the balloons in the room?
Yeah, I left. I left everything for her. And, you know, when she came home before she went out, she, you know, saw them and had a good time with it. But I was like, but.
You sure don't want to stay in and eat cake with Loren?
Yeah.
Come on.
I have to remember, like, she's not, even if she was my daughter, at 28 years old, she would want to go out with her friends.
Yeah. And they were a good time. I told Sterling, I was like, I want to invite Elaine and her friends out. I want to go out with them. They're so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my one thing is I wanted to set my car on fire yesterday.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't want to get charged with arson. Evidently, that's a big no-no.
Right.
Probably frowned upon in society.
I was picking up some food yesterday, and I saw what I can only imagine is the meanest wasp I've ever seen in my life. And he's flying around my my driver's side door as I'm driving through Southend. Now,
so he's inside the car?
No, he's outside of it. And as I'm in Southend, for those who don't know who lives in the outer counties, it's kind of slower traffic. You're not going 35 because it's so much traffic at stoplights. You're kind of going like 15. And so he won't leave my car. I get the window down. I'm waving at him to get him away.
Why is he bothering you? He's outside the car.
Know. Why would you roll down your window?
I don't like it. Hey, he's near me. I don't like it.
You know he can't sting you through the window.
But he's too obsessed with my vehicle. And we're moving. For the love of God, we're moving. So he finds a way. I watch this guy. He finds a way to get inside of my mirrors on the side of my car. And he hides behind it. And I drive and take him home. He doesn't come out. And so then I get out of my car.
Oh my God.
I know he's in there because I've been watching him the whole time. I'm banging the crap out of my mirror. I'm like, get out. I know you're in here.
Just
you're
making him mad.
I'm like, you're going to make babies or a stupid hornet's nest or whatever you're going to do in my car. I wanted to set my car on fire. I was so upset. He wouldn't come out. He's still in my... Well, he could. I was sleeping. I mean, he could be out by now.
Yeah, some bugs are like completely not bothered by speeds of 55 plus.
Not this guy.
They live.
He went inside my mirror and he's hanging out. Like he's at home.
I remember I had a spider on my windshield and I was doing like 75 on 485 and the thing was just like holding on for dear life. He's like, I'm in this. You are not killing me, bro. And I got home and the thing just like took off.
And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, what if his home was nearby and I took a... I have to, like, he has kids, like, you know?
Yeah, you're away from your family now.
Find his way back.
Maybe he was looking for work out in your neighborhood. He was hitching a ride.
Relocation.
Did I pick up the homeless hitchhiking bee? Like, what is this? I was so upset.
Oh, man. Well, we have a great show planned for you today. War of the Roses at 7:50, $10,000 at 8 a.m. with the KISS cash code. And by the way, 8 a.m. is just the start of it. You got a shot at $10,000. Six times today, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8, ending with Fenway tonight. Or, I'm sorry, not Fenway. Fenway works until 7. That would be Lexi.
Lexi's on tonight, yeah.
Lexi would have your last shot at 8 p.m. tonight. Awesome.
Well, there's so many shows on this station, we can't even keep track of them.
We went from Roy all day to a bunch of different people.
I think the moment I asked the bosses to call Roy 95.1, they're like, okay, we'll hire other people.
Lorraine, we need to find out who the winner of March Madness was.
Okay.
Last night, the finals happened. Baylor beat Gonzaga.
So we have a winner?
We do have a winner. It's Baylor. Baylor University out of Texas.
Oh, I had Rutgers going all the way.
I know. They lost early. We know that. They lost in the second round.
There was an upset in March Madness.
Okay,
well.
Great. We need an update on that. Lots to do today. It's Mani, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
Where are the sexy men at?
Right
up
here.
On the website. Oh. Well, of course, right here. Lorraine's got two of them right in this room.
Right.
But there's tons of them at KISS95.1.com, and we narrowed them down to one.
Yes. So... we had the final four of the Hot Men of Hollywood in our March Madness was Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Chris Hemsworth.
I'm okay with that.
I'm really okay with that. Shamar Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me look him up.
And Zac Efron.
Zac Efron seems so 2000s to me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I didn't get much farther than
Where is Jean-Rélie Paiki, the guy from... the Duke.
He went out in the first round.
To who? Who did he lose to?
To Shamar Moore.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, Zac Efron got knocked out by Shamar Moore.
Ooh, Shamar Moore on a roll.
Moore makes it to the final two.
Okay.
Who gets two?
Ryan Reynolds gets knocked out by Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
That seems fair.
So, Chris Hemsworth against Shamar Moore. You guys know where my heart lies.
I think I know. You already said there's an upset.
Shamar Moore won!
Hey! You know...
he is hot.
I gotta say, I'm looking at photos of the two. As King Gay, I have to rule on favor. On behalf of all gays, Shamar Moore is the hotter one. How old is he? He still has a great body. I hope he's 50.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's older.
50?
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that.
My gosh, how do I lose weight?
He's from Criminal Minds, SWAT.
Yep.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I'm trying to think what, like...
Like, 50 is the new 30. Like, J-Lo is 50 and fabulous. Shamar Moore is 50 and fabulous.
I can't wait to be 50. Because hopefully my body looks like this.
Yeah, man.
I mean, Chris Hemsworth is like 37 years old.
Yeah.
He got beat up by the 50-year-old, and I like that.
This kid, Shamar Moore, has a really nice smile.
Yeah,
nice teeth.
Yeah,
he looks good. Here's the thing about Shamar Moore, y'all. He looks good bald. He looks good with a little hair.
I don't think I've ever seen him with
the
hair.
He looks good with a full head of hair. Yeah. He looks good with no... I mean, this guy, he can't get a bad look.
Yeah, looks good with facial hair. Looks good without facial hair.
Half facial hair?
I'm not going to lie. It makes sense that he be Chris.
You guys. Every single look, he looks good.
Oh, okay.
You can even look at J-Lo and be like, eh, I'm not crazy about that hairstyle. Not Shamar Moore.
No.
I'm a straight man.
By the way, it looks like he's gone through 7 identity crises.
Good for him. Congratulations to Shamar Moore.
Look at him with glasses.
Right?
Yes.
He has a whole thing.
Go check out our winner now from the March Madness contest, kiss95.1.com.
Living life through Maney's eyes.
Here's the thing. Everybody is a 7 with the mask on, right? It's when you take the mask off that you either become a 10 or a 2. It's as simple as that.
Hear Maney weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
Does anybody else have an issue right now currently in their vehicle?
Yeah.
I mean, Roy started off the show this morning by saying a hornet hitched a ride with him from South End to Noda.
And I wanted to set the car on fire.
But I have a noise in my car. Something of the kids is rattling. And for the last, like, week, I cannot figure it out. And yesterday, on top of it, since I took over as the coach of my son's soccer team, I have soccer balls in my car, and they came out of the bag yesterday, and they were rolling around every time I stopped, every time I turned.
Yeah.
And on top of it, it sounds like there's like a little Matchbox car that is on the floor somewhere and is like rattling and then like rolls. So I hear like...
Oh, you hear a roll. Okay.
And then I hear like a... And... Dean and I tore the car apart yesterday. I made him help me look for it because I figured it was something of his. I couldn't find anything. I took the car seats out. I did everything. I even took it on a test drive to see if I could still hear it. I had that delightful moment, Roy, where I was about 2 minutes in and I didn't hear it. And then I made the turn and I hear...
And you're like,
oh, I love it. That's, you know... Whenever I have a bunch of issues in my car, I just ignore them, as I think a lot of people do.
Just turn up the music.
And that's exactly what I'll do. Whenever I would slow down, it wasn't when I hit the brake. It was just when I let off the gas, I'd hear, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa in my car. And I'm like, you know, you don't hear that when you just keep the music up.
Yeah, that's funny.
We'll let that problem break, and then I'll address it.
Right? Oh, that's great. We'd love the early crowd to jump on the phone. If you guys are listening right now and you can safely do so, give us a call. Tell us, what noise is your car making? Like, what's the noise that is irritating you? 704-570-9595.
Bonus if you act it out for us. 704-570-9595.
I mean, you could have a noise on the outside, like a rattle, like on your muffler, or maybe your window or your door rattles. This is something that I know I can find. And if I do find it, it'll stop making the noise.
Yeah.
But I cannot find it.
It's not even something that you can, like, take to a mechanic and be like, I hear a Matchbox car in my back. Like, you have to find that. That's on you.
I know. And Dean and I were looking.
Or you can do what I do. Just wait for the catastrophic break, you know? just wait until it's a necessity to fix. Until then, it is just a normal day.
I'll tell you what else I found, though, while I was trying to find the Matchbox car. I mean, I have enough French fries on underneath my driver's seat to I could fill up a medium McDonald's carton of fries.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and they won't ever decompose because they're not real.
No, that's true.
I have
a small family of squirrels.
Yeah. So many fries. You would think that a thing dumped over, and it didn't. I think it's just for me reaching in and knocking them on the ground.
Let's go to the phones and talk with Sarah and Rock Hill. Welcome to the Main Everyone of the Red Morning Show.
Good morning.
Sarah, what are you hearing in that car of yours?
There's quite a few things. The first thing is when I'm, like, going over a railroad track, my car will go bop, 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 and I have no idea what that is. And then when I turn, I have the same issue as Manny. I hear stuff flying through my car, but it's like plastic forks and straws. And I think I have a few chips in the corner. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff in here.
And do you ever go look for it?
Nope. I tell my husband, and then he forgets about it, and I forget about it until the next time I get in the car. So.
Or Roy's theory and Lorenz theory. Just turn up
the
radio.
Yes, and that's exactly what I do. I'm always listening to you guys, so I just crank it up and forget about it.
Well, we'll try not to take heavy pauses when we talk. We'll keep the conversation going so you don't hear it, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Love you, Sarah.
All right. Chrissy and Charlotte, welcome to the Main Everyone of the Red Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're great. We're glad to talk to you, Chrissy. So tell us, what's the sound you're hearing in your car?
It sounds like my pad on the rotor, like if there was no pad, but I just had the pads and the rotors replaced.
So it sounds like when a school bus comes to a stop, you hear those squealing brake noises?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Roy
asked.
Did
they do anything when you took it in?
No, I mean, they replaced everything, and it's not all the time. It's once in a blue moon that it does it. But it is annoying after you pay to have your car fixed, and then you still hear that noise and can't figure it out.
Roy asked if anyone would be willing to imitate the sound. Are you willing to try that for us, Chrissy?
Yes, of course. It's
Please.
Like...
That's funny. Mine sounds like this.
That's annoying.
Oh, what is that? Thanks, Chrissy. We got a text message from someone who says, Manny, you can bring your car to a mechanic and they will look through it to find what it is that you lost. Like if it's a noise.
Really? You think a mechanic's going to stop their day to find your Matchbox car?
No, but see, here's the thing. They won't give you a loaner for something stupid like that. They give you loaners when it's a big repair. I know how it works. I only bring in my car when I can get a loaner out of it.
This person says my husband works at a dealership. They get dumb requests like that all the time, but you'll be made fun of when you bring it in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For the longest time.
And by the way, to go back to that, is that whenever they do find it, all the boys are going to gather around and laugh about it. They're like, that's what I found.
Especially if it was like an adult toy or something, yeah. Even more embarrassing.
Oh my God.
For the longest time, my AC was whistling. I couldn't figure out why. I tried to figure it out for like a week. It turns out the vent was just closed.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see the CDC report about the vaccine stuff with women? So according to the CDC, the first 13.7 million vaccine given this year, 79% of the side effects were from women.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, maybe ask yourself, did you feel more severe side effects than maybe a male coworker or a brother, dad, partner? Turns out is that women are more willing than guys to acknowledge symptoms. Like a headache and fatigue. They're actually able to listen and not ignore their problems.
Oh, that's really funny because I don't know if I really had a side effect or not because Nicole and I took a bar class before we got our vaccines. So my whole body was sore and I felt really achy, but I think I was like, maybe with the guys on that one, where I was like not willing to admit that it was from the vaccine.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's probably just the bar class. Like, I got to keep moving.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, dudes, they're like, man, nothing affects me.
When you get your vaccine, if you haven't done so, they give you this little sheet to fill out. At least they did at Walgreens. It says, hey, if you'd like to tell the CDC or I'm sorry, whoever it was, I guess the CDC.
Yeah.
If you want to tell them your symptoms, you can go on this website. I threw that right out. I was like, symptoms. having fun again. That's my symptom.
Oh, I actually filled out my symptom.
Of course you did.
Did you?
Of course you did.
I didn't.
I did, and I'm waiting for a follow-up because I also put in some wild symptoms.
Okay, now that's funny. That's funny.
Okay, so what symptoms did you have? Because I also have a friend who we got our vaccine the same week, and she had, like, very severe symptoms. Like, she had the chills. She had a fever that she couldn't get rid of. She sounded like she was in full-blown COVID.
So I had body aches and my eyelids hurt, which from what I hear is pretty normal. It's like, you know, you have body aches. That's just the antibodies working. But then I took the step further. And this is the part that I was kind of waiting to see if the CDC would call me, is because I have some working theories. Number one, I feel like I sleptwalked. I don't have any proof of that. I just feel like I did because I wear a Fitbit, and all of a sudden at like 3 a.m. that night that I had my vaccine, my heart rate went to 120. Like, what was I doing in the bed? Was it a nightmare? I don't know. I think I sleptwalked. And then two, ever since I got the vaccine, and y'all going to think I'm nuts, but I now like beer and coffee. I mean, how do you explain that?
That is not a side effect.
How do you explain that? I think it changed my taste buds. Is it not true that before I got the vaccine, I hated beer and I hated coffee?
Well, maybe you just, because isn't one of the COVID-19 symptoms losing taste? So maybe you just lost taste and that was why you now like it. Maybe you'll go back to not liking it.
Buddy, 2020 kicked all of us in the butt. We all need beer and caffeine after 2020.
I can't explain it. Like, even my fiance's like, who are you? As I'm drinking coffees. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I just looked this up. Budweiser is part of Pfizer, and so is Starbucks. Holy crap.
Lies.
I'm
joking. Not true.
But producer Nicole did say that you felt the worst you'd ever felt before after you got your second vaccine.
Yeah, the day after, I mean, I can't tell. I think the last time I was sick was, you know, like 10 years ago. And I felt so bad the day after. But it was nothing that DayQuil didn't fix. And then I woke up the next day feeling completely normal. Like, my arm wasn't even sore the next day. But for that day, on Friday, I was out of commission.
Yeah, DayQuil helped me. I really did, though, tell the CDC I had altered taste buds, and no one ever followed up with me.
No, that's never going to make it to anybody.
No one ever said anything.
All right, I like that. So 79% of women are reporting worse side effects than men. But according to Roy's article, that's because men don't report side effects. And women are more willing to say, yeah, there's something going on.
No offense to you guys, but I think you're the biggest babies when it comes to being sick.
Totally.
I know I am.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Totally, you're right about...
Done
an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show. I love the show.
I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and
Loren,
Kix 95.1.
All right, who on the show got approached by a stranger out in public and is not happy about what they said to them?
Me.
What happened?
Listen, I had cash at the park. We got a little park around the street from our house.
You have trouble at this park.
I do have trouble at this park. And Cash is playing. I'm sitting on the bench. And this guy rolls by. And he's like, won't you smile? I was like, why don't you mind your own business? I didn't say that. But and I was like, I wasn't sitting there like scowling or anything. It was bright out. So maybe I was like squinting. But I was like,
Were you rocking the RBF, maybe?
Maybe. I don't think so, though. Honestly, I don't. I really don't think I was rocking the RBF at that moment.
And by the way, isn't there nothing more annoying than somebody saying, won't you smile? Like, you don't know what you're... He doesn't know what you're going through. Or maybe, like, you just read a bad text or...
Right.
You know, like, yesterday, Amanda came home out of nowhere. I had a great conversation with her at 11:30. at 4 o'clock when she was getting ready to come home, she called me and she's like, I just got really sad news. You know, somebody she went to high school with who was like the most popular person in the high school was supposed to become this super, super popular person and very successful. He passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
And she got on the phone with a friend she hadn't talked to in years. And like, you think the person that was sitting next to her in the car could be like, hey, why don't you smile? Well, like, you don't know.
Right. Just like let that person have a moment. And like, honestly, I really wasn't even having a moment at that point. But like, you're right. You don't know what's going on in someone's life.
Life's tough. I think everyone has a reason to not smile on a daily basis.
But it makes me mad because it's not that I wasn't smiling. Like, I wasn't not smiling and I wasn't smiling. But I don't think I was sitting there with RBF either.
It's not like you're at a comedy club and not laughing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying because I've had people who ask me if I'm upset or if I was mad, and I was like, no, I'm fine. Did I come off that way? Oh, you know, Manny's pointing. You guys can't say this. Manny is pointing to Nicole, and she for sure, you always look like you're upset.
How many times do we say to you throughout the day, like, you good? You all right?
Yeah, you guys will do that if, like, I'm just busy or quiet. Like you judge it by the amount of times I interact with you guys.
That is so true.
Hold on a second, because like we know our Nicole, right? Like we have a personal relationship with her, and like I don't know about you guys, but genuinely, when I'm asking Nicole if she's okay, like I'm really asking Nicole if she's okay.
Sure, yeah.
This isn't some random dude on a park bench who's rolling by someone.
And you're not going to Nicole saying, put a smile on, my gosh.
Right.
Be more chipper.
It was like this guy was just trying to kind of be funny. Yeah. And I was like, okay, dude.
What does stranger say to you that irritated you? 704-570-9595. If it is someone who said smile, like what were you going through? What were you dealing with that you weren't smiling? Because that'll show them. You know what's funny about Nicole that we do, too? Is so we mistake her being busy for her not being engaged.
Yeah.
Right now with no interns, she's doing the job of like 10 people. And our office staff that works here is basically non-existent in the office.
Right.
They're at home. Okay. So what we'll do is if we feel like there's something going on, one of us during commercial will be like, what's up with Nicole? What's going on? I don't know. We'll check her social media.
We will. We will. And if it's something deep, like because she does do a lot of vague tweets and vague books, we all read about it and then we like psychoanalyze it and try to figure it out. And then we're like, we'll look at photos, her stories, her family stories, your girlfriend's stories, and we try to put the picture together.
I found it.
Meanwhile, she's just busy.
Right.
No. I was going to say I found it. And then like it's like to whoever needs to hear this, the ocean is deep. And then we'll be like, Nicole, what's that? She's like, it's a new Bieber line.
And we're like, oh, Bieber's here.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy Brown, pick up the phone and find out what you did to that poor woman. And then come back and tell us.
Right now?
Yes. Okay. All right, Loren, read the text message that we're talking about here. We just got a message.
Oh, I can't find it now. That's what I was looking for.
That's right. I got it right here. 704. Text in. We were talking about how someone told Loren to be smile.
Yeah, they told me to smile.
Okay, so then we asked you guys, like, when did someone say something to you in public that irritated you? Somebody calls in or texts in and says this. I met Roy at Costco and did not say something correctly, and he made fun of me. Turned me off to listen to you guys for a full year. I was infuriated with him.
I didn't hear what I did wrong with you guys talking so loud in the background.
Just apologize to her.
I do want to apologize. What did I do?
Roy's on the phone with her. She did not want to come on the air, but she texted in, and now she's talking to Roy off the air.
And we are making Roy apologize.
Mm-hmm. We need every listener. And by the way,
yeah, but how did I make fun of you? What did I say?
You know what happens a lot? Like, we're such big personalities that, like, we think something's funny and we kind of do a show for ourselves sometimes. Right. So if we're out and something happens, like, we might make, like,
sure
light
like
or fun of the situation.
Like, I wasn't trying to make fun of you.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened.
Remember when I had just met a girl that Nicole started dating and another listener came up to us and it was just bad timing. And she was like, Manny was really rude to me. But I had just met this new woman that Nicole started dating. And I'm like, sorry, I didn't have time to talk to you. I was saying hi to her.
For the very first time.
Right.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what the medicine was.
What?
Are you making excuses? Apologize.
I was on some kind of medication. Is that what he's saying?
No, they met in the medicine aisle, and I think she said something wrong, and then he poked fun at it.
My normal is like just to have fun and be silly.
If you're joining us late, Roy's on the phone with a listener who does not want to come on the air, but says that he said something rude to her at Costco. Did we win her back?
No, probably not.
Work harder.
We got a lot of people on hold. We're going to take your phone calls, and we'll come back and get an update on Roy's conversation. When did someone, a stranger, say something rude to you? A lot of people say that they were walking in parking lots, and this happens to them. Their call's next.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, if you're just joining us, Roy has now been on the phone with a listener for about 5 minutes.
It just hung up.
She was irritated because she'd met him at Costco about a year ago. She did not want to come on the air, but she texted us.
I feel so bad.
Do you remember the interaction?
I do. I do remember. I don't remember specifically what was said. I feel awful.
Well, you talked to her for 5 minutes. Did you make it up?
Well, we'll understand for 4 minutes of it, I couldn't understand anything she's saying because you two loud mouths in the background.
Sorry.
I ran into her at Costco, and I think I was rushing through the medicine area trying to find something. She happened to be in the medicine area, too, and that's where we met. And I was trying to rush because my fiance was trying to check out, but I had the membership card. Like, you need that to leave. And she said she was looking for something, and I remember I was like, oh, wait. And I corrected the way she pronounced whatever it was. I was like, no, you got to go find it over here or something like that. And I was doing it not in a mean way, but I think it came off as a mean way.
You mansplained, grammar policed her.
I think I probably did.
Mm. Yeah.
But I was like trying to be joking and fun. And
and she stopped listening for a year.
She did stop listening. And it's one of those. And I remember meeting her, and I remember talking to my fiance about it. And how about this? I remember we were checking out, and I'm like, you know, I love it when listeners come up and we're able to talk to them. I love meeting
like you
them.
You had a totally different experience than she did.
When you have a good experience with a listener, they're listeners for life. Like that one right there. Meanwhile, she ripped off 95.1 from her radio.
I feel so bad.
Oh, that's all right. Well, you talked to her. You made it up for her.
And I'm glad I got cleared up.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I'd be cleared up. I guess then I'm an idiot.
Listen, she didn't want to come on the radio. You handled it off the air like a pro. Well. Lindsay in Ellenboro, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So this whole conversation started because someone said something to Loren when she was in public yesterday. What'd they say to you, Ren?
Smile.
Yeah, even though she was just sitting there. What did someone say to you? What did a stranger say to you that irritated you?
So I was walking through the parking lot, and a man came up and told me, wow, you're really beautiful, but you would be even more beautiful if you didn't have that Duke purse. Like, you can't say that to me. Like, those are fighting words. Like, Duke purse, like, those are my boys. Like, you can't say that.
Let me explain to Roy.
I didn't know what she said.
Duke University.
Oh, Duke purse.
Basketball purse.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Thanks. Sports.
Yay, sports.
Yeah.
Roy's over to this segment.
She's going to turn the station off, I know, because I'm not a Duke fan. I don't even know what color they are.
Blue and white, you know that.
But is it the light one or dark one?
What do you?
Dark one.
The dark blue. Yeah. Okay. This is Mackenzie in Mooresville. You're on with Manny Roy and the Red.
Good morning. This is about my mom. She was out walking her dog, and somebody, you know how people come up or try to be funny with their car, but someone yelled at her, said she's ugly, and she's not ugly, and just so mean, so angry.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm. That is so weird.
But if you've ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond, my mom looks just like Deborah, like exactly like Deborah.
Aww.
So she's very pretty.
Yeah, very pretty.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. And strangers, you don't know mom. Leave her alone.
Yeah, you don't know who she is.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Was that like a prank? Like someone, why would you yell that?
I don't know. A lot of people are saying that people yelled like mean things. A stranger told me I was a pretty big girl.
You know what I'm now thinking is that I don't want to say her name, but the one listener who I upset at Costco,
mm-hmm.
The person who I called Fat Iman, her name was Fatima. You know that, like, she is not a fan of me.
Oh,
either.
She has shut us off.
Right.
Long ago.
But she doesn't know that you work on the show unless someone told her. Like, I know. She didn't know you were Roy.
The Carolinas were talking about Fat Iman.
Let me just say one more thing, and then we'll get into a song and get into Can't Beat Loren. An inch closer to $10,000 at 8 a.m. But someone, and more than one person has texted Loren. And said that it is very demeaning for a man to tell a woman to smile.
I think it is,
It
too.
Is very 1950s. Mm-hmm. And that's such a good point because I didn't think of it that way. It is a really good point. Like, you're supposed to smile because that's what women are supposed to
right,
do.
Right, we're supposed to be happy and...
For the man. Yeah.
Great point.
That's nuts.
All right, keep the conversation going. You can text us 704-570-9595. The strange things that a stranger said to you, the rude things they said, and we'll play Can't Beat Loren next.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Loren.
On Kiss 95.1.
Kelly and Madison, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you're on your way to Washington for the week.
We are. We're on the way to Washington and then going to New York for a few days and then coming back.
Nice. Well, let's see if we can get your trip started with a win.
Awesome. Go ahead and get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right. The Rand's putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Slamming that door this morning. Kelly and Madison, here we go. This Magic Mike actor is opening about his experience being a single father. He shares a 7-year-old daughter with his ex-wife, Jenna Dewan. Who are we talking about?
Channing Tatum.
Question number 2. J-Lo graces the cover of InStyle magazine's May issue, and her famous exes are gushing about her on a cover story, including his, including her ex, who she has kids with. What's his name? Who is that?
You said J-Lo's
name? Yeah, who's J-Lo's baby daddy?
Oh, Mark Anthony.
Question 3. Baylor beat Gonzaga last night, wrapping up this college basketball tournament.
March Madness, Final Four, NCAA. I don't know the actual name.
Neither does Roy, but he's going to take all of them. Shawn Mendes was a victim of a scary burglary attempt last week with his girlfriend. In fact, he just got his car back from that. Who is his girlfriend?
Camilla Cabello.
All right, question 5. Congrats to Shamar Moore for winning the MRL Show's March Madness contest. He stars in Criminal Minds, which airs on what network?
We're actually binge-watching that now on Netflix, but I know that's not what it's on.
Well, no, we're asking what network it originates on.
Yeah, you
want to
guess CBS or ABC? Let's say CBS.
Ooh.
Let's say CBS.
Manny, you, the one about the basketball, you said I'd take off. Is that
That's
right?
That's right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. They went above and beyond. Okay. and by the way, that last one was good, too.
Yeah, I'm
taking that. Okay. All right. Come on in, Loren. $200 on the line to Essex, and I don't think you're going to win. How about that?
41 wins may come to an end today. Loren, they got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
This Magic Mike actor is opening up about his experience being a single father. He shares a 7-year-old daughter with his ex-wife, Jenna Dewan. Who are we talking about?
Channing Tatum.
J-Lo graces the cover of InStyle magazine's May issue. Her famous exes gush about her on the cover story, including this ex that she has kids with.
Mark Anthony.
Baylor beat Gonzaga last night, wrapping up this college basketball tournament.
March Madness.
Shawn Mendes and his girlfriend were victims of a scary burglary attempt last month. In fact, Shawn just got his car back from the burglary. Who is his girlfriend?
Camila Cabello.
And congrats to Shamar Moore for winning the MRL Show's March Madness. He starred in Criminal Minds, which aired on what network? Bye, Loren. 3.
2.
Pick one.
NBC.
1.
That is incorrect, Loren. The correct answer was CBS. Final score, 4-5. Kelly, Madison, you just beat Loren.
Yay! This is our third time playing and we finally won.
Well, congratulations, guys.
Oh, thank you. That's a great start to our spring break.
Third time is a charm for Kelly and Madison. Now, we could do this two ways. We give you the opportunity to brag and say you beat Loren, or you can have Loren say she can't beat you.
Oh, I want her to say she can't beat me.
Okay. I am Loren, and I cannot beat Kelly and Madison and can't beat Loren.
All right, hold on, you guys. Congratulations. What a great start to your vacation. You're right.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Good job.
Have a great time.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
CBS, Loren. CBS.
Oh, those networks, man.
Now, listen, one thing that no one should forget about is $10,000 online. We do have the Kiss Cash Code and that $500 instant cash coming up. But next, War of the Roses between Kelly and Logan. He's back in the office and changed up his whole look because a female coworker told him to do so? Does that mean he's cheating? We're going to find out. War of the Roses coming up.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Kelly, you want to check up on Logan. How long have you guys been dating and what's going on?
We've been together for 3 years now. And we've mostly been pretty happy. And, you know, it's been a difficult time, but we were both working from home. And my boyfriend went back to the office about a month ago. So, you know, he's been back. And while he was working at home, he had long hair and a beard. And, you know, I kind of asked him now and then if he could shave and cut his hair. I mean, that's kind of how I prefer it, but whatever. But since he's been back at work, soon after he got back, he actually did shave his beard and cut his hair, and he actually told me, well, Shelly suggested that I should shave, and I didn't really think much of it. I was like, okay, well, you know, he wouldn't when I asked him to, but some coworker suggested it. But then he said, you know, Shelly suggested these shirts that I should get, these button-down shirts.
It's an awful lot of Shelly.
Yeah, that is a lot of Shelly.
And your name is Kelly.
Shelly and Kelly.
Right. And so then the shirts arrived the other day. And it's like, you know, usually he and I decide that stuff together. I mean, men do need some help with their fashion. And, you know, he usually wouldn't order a bunch of expensive stuff and ask me about it.
So what makes you think he's cheating, though? Like, from what I'm hearing, Kelly, is, like, maybe you don't like the fact that he's taking another woman's fashion advice.
Just that when somebody changes their personal appearance, like, in a really noticeable way, because someone else suggested, it's usually, like, they're trying to impress that person. And then, like, you know, almost the whole new wardrobe just, I mean, who is this person?
Yeah, that's weird.
It seems like a little too much. And I don't know. I just need to find out.
All right, normal circumstances, we probably would skip this one because there's just not enough evidence. But because we've had no luck so far and busting somebody.
Not enough evidence. I think there is.
Well, Roy and I are like ready to go home and try War of the Roses again tomorrow, a different day.
But, Loren, if you think there's some smoke to this fire, let's go ahead and give him a call and see what's going on. Kelly, I need you to remain quiet because what we're going to do is ask him who he wants to send the flowers to. If he doesn't say your name, we want to hear what he puts on the note. So remain quiet. Hopefully he sends it to you, and let's see what's going on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Logan, please.
Yeah, this is Logan.
Hey, Logan. My name is Megan. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're an online gift company. And we ran an Instagram tag contest where one of your friends tagged you in our post. And we randomly selected both of your handles to get a dozen free red roses this month as part of our promotion.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm at work right now. I'm not supposed to be talking on my personal phone.
Logan, it'll only take a minute. If you have just 1 minute, I can...
Okay, let me... I'm going to get up for a second here from my desk. Wow. Okay. All right. So let me... Okay, a dozen roses. Okay. All right.
You have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
Sure. Yeah, actually. This is this is kind of, what's that word? This is serendipitous. This is good.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Well, it's for somebody who I just got back into work with. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just need that person's name, and then I also have a card, but let me just get their name first.
Yeah, and to make sure she's not actually there. Okay, because she's not looking at me now. It's because she's down the hallway. It's Shelly. It's S-H-E-L-L-I, Shelly.
Okay. All right. And what would you like to put on Shelly's card?
I'd like to say I hope these roses brighten your day. And it's amazing to finally be back at the office with you.
Got it.
I knew it.
Right, yeah.
You're cheating.
Yeah, that's not good.
Baby, is that what, Kelly?
Dude, you put it all out there. Yeah, I mean, you were like, let me move away from her. Let me go down the hallway.
I mean, you might as well have just sent us photos, too. You've literally...
Who is it? No. What
you're on the radio. This is the Maney Roy and Lorraine Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters like you.
Yeah.
No. Listen to me. This is not, not cheating. That's not me. That's not me, baby.
Why would you be sending her romantic roses? Yeah. And, oh, it's so great to be back in the office with you.
Baby. Plus, you shaved your beard, cut your hair, got a new shirt that she wants.
It's completely different.
I'm back at work.
You never do anything like that for Kelly.
I was rocking the remote beard, long hair thing. You know, because I'm not going to work, but now at the office.
Okay,
you are so foolish.
Logan, stop. Why would you send romantic roses to Shelly in your office and not send them to your girlfriend Kelly?
Hold on. First of all, I just get back to the office, baby. I come back, and I think it just was finally dominant. Yeah, I'm back at work. So I got to change my look.
She's so helpful. What else does she help you with? You change your appearance, order new clothes.
I got some direct advice. I mean, I think she knows when was the last, about it, and I think
nobody's buying it, Logan. When was the last time you sent Kelly, your girlfriend of 3 years, flowers? When was the last time you did something nice for her?
Yeah.
Or took her advice?
I'm with you every night, Kelly. I don't have to send anything. I mean, I come home every day. I bring home things. I bring home,
you should send groceries. I bring home.
Your presence is your present.
Mm-hmm. He can have you. It's over. Logan, you're a cheater. It's over.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorraine.
Kiss cash code. $10,000 grand prize could be yours in your bank account. Make sure you're listening every morning at 8 a.m. here on the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Show for the code word. Text that code word to 45911. Your next shot to win, 10 a.m. this morning with Cameron. Just had that War of the Roses, Roy. You were talking about it a little while ago, Kelly and Logan.
Yeah.
Kelly was suspicious of Logan because he had gone back to the office for the first time in a while. Roy is trying not to sneeze.
I'm so sorry. The allergies are just getting to me.
Cornerstone, bro. Cornerstone, your nose and throat.
Woo!
Anyway, Loren, how would you feel if Dallas went back to the office, or a guy you were dating, we'll take Dallas out of it, you know, went back to the office?
Yeah, don't start hypothetical fights in my household.
Will not. And just from a woman's standpoint, like, put yourself in Kelly's shoes. Would you be upset if another female in his workplace was giving him advice on his look? You know, change up your clothes, you should get rid of the, you should do this with your hair, you should get rid of your beard.
Yeah, in my personal situation, yes, I would, because I fashion blog on the side. So I would be like, hold on, you're not taking my advice when I'm a professional in this field, but you'll take somebody random's advice in the office. Yes, I'd be very upset with that.
And suspicious that maybe he's leaning towards her a little bit.
Right.
That's what Logan ended up doing. Logan ended up sending the roses to Shelly, the coworker.
If I hear a name more than three times, I need to meet that person.
Mm, okay. That's not a bad rule.
Three times in one conversation?
No, like if I've just heard the name three times within, like, I don't know, a week, within a small period of time, I would like to meet that person and make my appearance known, because maybe that person doesn't know about me.
I don't hate that.
You think so well. You got your finger on everything.
No, I'm just suspicious of everyone.
I get it.
That's not a bad rule. That's why I always think I would struggle with long-distance relationships, because if I'm hearing of you going out and dinner with all your friends, and it's not me being controlling or protective, I just want to be part of that life.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel so disconnected.
Right, mm-hmm. Out of it.
Yeah.
Can we get phone calls? Will you guys jump on the phones at 704-570-9595? Could you tell us, is there someone that your partner works with that you just don't like or don't trust? or maybe they're not working there anymore, but there was someone there at work. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to go into crazy detail. We're just curious, like, how often does this Kelly Logan situation from the war turn out to be true?
704-570-9595.
Yeah, give us a call if you don't like a coworker that your partner is currently working with.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mini Boy the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, people are loving your three times rule. Will you explain that again for those people that might just be tuning in?
Yeah, I just said if my significant other came home and I heard a new name more than three times in a short period of time, I would want to meet that person and make my presence known, because maybe that person, A, has no idea about me. Maybe it's nothing at all, and then I can gauge the situation.
Sure.
Or maybe it is something, and I will be privy to more information.
That most likely sounds like it would be a coworker situation, too,
right?
More than anything. It's not like some random person is just showing up in your friend's or in your partner's life.
Right.
That would be super suspicious.
Right.
But I think the three-time rule is a good thing to live by.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting and DMing us saying that that's a great rule. They never heard that one. And that got us thinking in the studio here, like, what's your rule that you'd like to share with everyone? Do you have a specific rule? Like, for me, it would be, show me your friends, and I know who you are.
Oh,
my grandmother used to say that.
That is a really good rule, though, children. That is a really good rule.
Yeah.
Like, it is so true. Your friends are a mirror of who you are. You want to know anything about your kids? Look at your kids' friends.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. You got one?
I don't know. I don't know what my rules are. I'm too laid back.
Yeah, but you probably have some business ones that you could think about.
Business ones?
Yeah, like maybe there's a business rule or...
Oh, I don't get... You know, I have a friend who gets so worked up over, like, money. And I have zero issues walking into a room and asking people to pay me money.
No, I know.
I have zero issues with that.
One of your roles, Roy.
Okay.
Don't loan money unless... You can live without it.
Yeah, I don't ever give people money expecting it back. When I give you money, it's yours.
I got another Roy rule.
Okay.
Don't negotiate on emotions.
Mm-hmm. No. If you're getting worked up, take a breather. Go, hey, guys, we got to revisit this.
All right.
Because it should never become personal.
We'd love to hear your rule, whatever it is. Like we'll keep track of these, and maybe we'll put them up at kiss951.com. It's a good social experiment today. Tell us your personal rule, 704-570-9595.
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Loren, weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
That's a good rule, Loren, that we should all live by.
To get on board?
Just, if we just listened to everything you said, everything would be okay.
That's right. All aboard the crazy train.
We're talking about, like, your rules. Like, what is your rule that you live by and you have lived by for a long time? Like, mine was passed on by my parents. My mom and dad used to say, show me your friends and I know exactly who you are. And I love that. I think that is so true. It's a great rule.
Yeah, this was a good one. Sarah texted in and she said, the way that you treat a waiter at a restaurant tells a lot about you. And I agree with that.
That's a really good one.
I like 980s. Trust no man, fear no bitch.
I love that.
Hey, I'll read them. You send them in, I'll read them.
Can you put that on a tattoo? ASAP.
Wow. 574 says, if I find her clothing, she's paying half the rent.
Yeah, I mean, she's staying there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then did you see 336 sent a couple different rules?
Let's see here. Not exactly rules, but I'm living my life by three mantras. Be better, not bitter. Don't put energy into people who don't put energy into you.
Amen.
If they wanted to, they would. Those are good mantras.
Those are really good ones.
I think they're good rules, too.
I like, if they wanted to, they would.
Yes.
That's big.
That's deep.
Yeah, because if you're sitting on something and you're like, it'll happen, basically what they're saying is in that rule, if it was going to happen, it would happen.
you would do everything you can to make it happen. Or if they wanted to, if you were expecting someone else to do something, if they wanted to do it, they would make
that's
it happen.
That's what I think.
That's what
means.
I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah, if they wanted it to happen, it would happen. All right, you can send your rules. We'll post them up at kiss951.com. We'll make a whole list of them. Just hit us up, 704-570-9595. I told Roy this earlier off the air, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the Yahoo Answers platform?
I used to use it like pretty heavily back when Facebook first started, like in the 2008, 2009 is when I was heavily on it.
Yeah, if you ever had a question, you can go to Yahoo Answers. It was one of the longest running, most storied web Q&A platforms in the history of the internet, and it's shutting down on May 4th.
Maybe I do remember it.
That's the day that Yahoo Answers website will just start redirecting you to the Yahoo homepage.
I mean, isn't that what we use, like, Google for now?
Yeah, but this was a separate, like, you could type in Yahoo Answers, and it would bring you to a specific platform, right, Roy? So it's different than just Googling it.
Yeah, like, people would be able to give their opinions and their links and...
Oh, it's like a message board kind of thing?
Yeah, like a forum, if you will, you could have... And then people could vote on that answer. If a lot of people agreed with that person's answer, that answer would then be put up at the top as one of the most trusted responses.
Wow. No, I've never used it.
I was a Yahoo Answer contributor.
Wait, did you have to sign up to be that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you signed up and you would constantly go through and try to answer people's questions.
But how did you know your answers were right? Like, remind me about Yahoo Answers. Would there be, like, four different answers and you could pick the best one? Or was it just your specific answer?
No, everybody would put their answers.
Oh, that's
to
what
help
I thought.
You.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you could have hundreds of answers.
The platform has been operating since 2005, and Roy Brown was a contributor, this article says.
It should.
Yahoo is now part of Verizon Media Group. By the way, I forgot about this, but the telecom company bought Yahoo for $5 billion in 2017.
I didn't realize they were worth it.
Starting April 20th, the platform will no longer accept new submissions. Bud, go in and do your final answers.
I don't like it anymore because now Google's pretty good about giving you the right. At one time, Google wasn't the greatest at answering and finding things. Sometimes you used to have to like really dig. But now it's pretty good.
Have you guys ever heard of... Quora, Q-U-O-R-A.
Yep, I was on that too. Quora? That's the same thing. It's Yahoo Answers.
I get that sent to my email all the time, and it's always sports stuff, like how much money does an NFL team owner make off of his or her team?
I was just on Quora this morning.
For what?
What are they telling you?
Well, I wanted... It's silly. It's just silly. It's stupid. I wanted to know what microphones they used on the Family Guy TV show.
That is so random.
Well, because when I was watching it last night, I could tell that there was a difference in sound quality between two of the actors. I was like, what microphones are they using?
Did you find the answer?
Yes. They're all in different locations, so that's why there's sometimes a difference in... Like, I could tell... Peter's microphone was a lot crisper than the other guy's microphone. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, how do they know? Like, this is a TV show. How is this going through the cracks? And then I realized everyone's in different locations and they use different, everyone uses different microphones.
That's interesting. What do you get that sent to your email like I do?
No, I seek it out on Google.
Okay, because I don't know why, Loren, but Q-U-O-R-A, whatever it is, Quora, sends emails to me and I click on them. Like... And a lot of it is about stuff that I'm into, damn it. So they're reading my mind and they're finding my social media. It's so crazy. It's like Star Wars stuff and Godzilla stuff and stuff about why is this person no longer on the Howard Stern show? It's like, how do you know I'm thinking that?
Right.
Back to Yahoo Answers, if you ask me.
All right. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So chances are you've probably had a cake made for some situation, be it a birthday, an anniversary, a birth, whatever. But cake decorators are revealing the strangest cakes that they've ever been asked to make on BuzzFeed.
All right, let me give you some strange cake music, Loren. Okay. This says strange cake, if you ask me.
Sure it does. Somebody said, I once had a coworker pee all over my front lawn and then proceeded to ask a cake maker to make an exact replica of my house, driveway, and lawn and write on it, sorry for what I did when I was drunk.
That guy sounds funny.
It was complete with yellow puddles.
Roy had to apologize to somebody today. Think about maybe doing a cake apology?
I actually did think about sending them a cake from a baker down in Greenville that I know.
What would you put on it? Like the Costco?
The Costco?
Where the incident happened?
Where the incident occurred, where the crime was committed.
It's like a 3D life model.
Yeah.
Okay. This one happened at Walmart. They ordered a cake from Walmart that said, sorry I threw up on you in the shower.
Oh, my God.
Like, what goes on?
You know, I would think it's fun if I had money to burn. I think it would be fun to get cakes and then have them write funny messages on them just to see the reaction.
Yeah. When I worked at Dairy Queen, I had to do some cakes, but I never had anything. It was mostly congratulations, and I would spell congratulations wrong, and they would bring it back.
I've seen your handwriting. I couldn't imagine that you would write anything on a cake.
Yeah, well, I think they let me try it 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably couldn't read it. It wasn't that it was spelled wrong.
I had to write down the side of it.
All right, these are the strangest cakes decorators have ever been asked to make. A woman was getting a breast reduction surgery, and her cake read, ta-ta to your tatas.
I love that. Ta-ta to your tatas.
Ta-ta. Tatas.
And then here's one that became pretty well-known during the pandemic, but this is the one that I am guilty of. It's a pandemic-themed birthday party with a roll of toilet paper as the cake.
Ah.
So when my brother turned 30, we got him a cake that said, holy crap, you're 30. And it was a roll of toilet paper and then, you know, the little poop emojis were cupcakes all around the cake.
That's funny. You know, Roy, we probably made the person at the cake shop feel weird when we ordered the cake for Loren.
Yeah, when Loren took her pregnancy test on the radio, we got a cake that said, congratulations or not. I don't even think we explained why we had them to say that either.
No.
I don't think you have to explain what you went on there, but.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Mary.
Hi. So my best friend got her tubes tied. Mm-hmm. And when she did that, I ordered a cake. I don't know why my creative brain thought this, but my friend doesn't smoke weed. Her husband is a cop, but I was like, I'm going to get a uterus that looks like it's high.
Oh.
Smoking a joint. And it says finally fried because she got her uterus fried. So that's
finally fried. I can't even imagine what that would look like.
Can I send it in an email to you guys just so you can like picture it?
Yeah, just text it to our studio number. We receive pics.
Okay, yeah, totally.
Because
it is literally the funniest thing.
Mary, you said your friend doesn't take in God's good green earth, but do you?
I can't confirm and deny, but I am my own boss.
Yeah.
I mean, your idea sounds like you were taking in some of God's green earth when you...
Right.
That creativity on God's good green earth, you can never deny it. Thanks, Mary. Send that to us. We'd love to see it.
Oh, wow. What an idea. You know, maybe when a guy gets snipped, you can do a scissor cake.
And he'll have, like, a dollar bill laying down next to him and a bunch of powder.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, what? That has nothing to do with anything.
I play with me out every morning. I love y'all.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
I forgot to tell you the story yesterday. On Sunday, I went to my in-laws bought property in Lancaster. And they're going to build a custom home on the property. So it's just woods. And the property lines were in this development were, like, surveyed 20 years ago, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And you could get a new survey done, which is what my father-in-law should do, or we could just all get in the car and go down there with my son's National Geographic metal detector and try and find the metal spikes on all four corners of the property.
Did they leave them in there, though?
And that's what we did on Sunday. Yeah, we went down there with the metal detector. They're just nails, Loren. So back like 20 years ago, they were nailed and then staked. So you knew, you know, this there's this lot and then this lot. Well, the lot they bought was a corner lot, and it's actually angled. So it's not like
a pie.
Yeah, it's not like a, it's not even a pie. It's like a weird rectangle, though.
Okay.
An uneven rectangle, the way it sits. So we went down there, and my father-in-law says, let's go look at the property. And he says, Dean, bring your metal detector. I was like, ooh, maybe there's like World War One bullets on World War One, Civil War. Yeah, World War One wasn't fought in Lancaster.
No, it's okay. Let's just let it, no, let that sit.
I'm a better historian than that.
Right. Right.
You never heard of the Battle of Lancaster in World War One, Loren?
Not at all, but it sounds
no.
right.
So
I heard the Vietnam War was right here. It was right here.
Stop it. I'm just trying to riff here.
I know.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe we'll find something from the Civil War. I didn't know that my father-in-law wanted us to use this National Geographic metal detector that says it'll detect metal up to 6 inches down. But I had no idea that he wanted to use it for real purposes. So we get there.
Just 6 inches down?
That's what this metal detector his is. It's a kid's one.
Okay. I don't know. Never mind.
No,
I'm
go
thinking
ahead.
Back to when I buried the watch on the beach and I was trying to get somebody with a metal detector. And I was thinking to myself, well, maybe I buried it too far down.
Well, I think the good metal detectors that the pros use are probably deeper than... Ask our buddy Jaron Strom. Remember Jaron Strom was on The Voice?
Yeah, he's a metal detector.
Singer, awesome voice, does great stuff. And he's like a metal detector guy. Like, he'll come to your property, I saw.
Yeah.
And ask him how far down it goes, Nicole. Maybe we'll need his services because we only found one. And I got to be honest, the metal detector was no help.
Yeah.
My father-in-law found like an old bright orange ribbon on the ground, which means it fell from a tree. So we start looking around and we kick the leaves around and we found a metal nail next to a little piece of wood.
So it seems like metal nails can easily move around.
Well, this is in the ground though. Like it was spiked into the wood that was in the ground. And I took the metal detector and put it on top of it and it still didn't detect it.
That's good.
Yeah, Dean's got a no metal detector.
It would have been a lot simpler for you to hire a survey.
Well, I think he's going to have to.
Do you know how expensive surveys are, though? Like, they're crazy right now. They're crazy expensive.
Why? Is that true?
I guess because everyone's doing, like, backyard stuff, so they're so backed up. Mm. Like, they're, like, price gouging currently.
I sent you a good guy who gives a good rate.
Yeah. Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
So, but then it's really funny, too. So I'm on one corner of the property, and I'm like, here's what I'll do. I'll just walk directly across the property line, and it'll be there. Like, I kind of have an idea. It's just so funny. When you go around trees and, like, you try and navigate around, you don't realize how far off course I was. I turn back around to find my father-in-law, who was at the other stake, and I'm like, all right, where are you? I was so far away. Like, I'd gone zigzagged, like, 20 feet off course. So, I'm no surveyor.
No.
But Lancaster,
like,
watch
that
out.
You screw it up and you put the fence on the wrong side.
Dude, that would totally happen.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, a new survey came out, and the most popular cocktail in America is not, I'd say, the everyday cocktail you pour, which I thought was interesting.
Huh.
But it is number one ranked across the board. And so I wanted to dive deep into this with you.
Does this also take into account, like, seltzers? Because I would think the number one cocktail in America would be, like, a Truly right now.
Looks like this does not account for that. Okay.
I would say Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary, Maney, is not even in the top 10.
Okay.
Which makes sense because tomato juice with vodka is trash.
Oh, so good. Spicy olives.
No, it's heartburn.
Bacon.
I love a Bloody Mary.
Celery.
It's heartburn and cholesterol.
Buddy, you see, we go down this road with you all the time.
Uh-huh.
You came here 5 years ago. You didn't like beer 6 years ago.
I got the COVID shot. Now I love beer.
And now you drink coffee. Yep. And now you drink red wine. And now you're drinking all sorts of stuff. It won't be long before you'll be a Bloody Mary drinker on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
All right. What's in the top 10?
Yeah, okay. Give us some parameters here.
Rolling in number 10, tequila sodas.
Oh, that's Nicole's drink.
Tequila sodas.
Number 10.
Number 9, gin and juice.
Yeah.
Number 8, mojitos.
Oh, I love a mojito. It's mojito season.
I need to have a mojito, though, like in a tropical environment while I'm in a bathing suit sitting by a pool or a beach.
Is a mojito the thing with plants in it that tastes like ginger beer?
Yeah, it's like minty.
Yeah, pass.
They're good. And can we just go back to Loren saying that she has to have them at the beach or something? So, like, in other words, your Restoration Hardware is not your jam for a mojito.
No. Like, I'm not going out to eat and ordering a mojito.
Number 7, Moscow Mule. That's the one with ginger beer in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
And it comes in that flashy
copper cup, which I think makes it colder. I don't know if it's true, but.
Are those still a thing? Moscow Mules came onto the scene hot.
Yeah.
They did.
They are.
They did.
Yeah.
What number is that?
Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, for those who can't handle their whiskey well, whiskey gingers.
That would be my top 3.
Really?
You think so? They're pretty good.
Whiskey ginger.
It's a very it's sweet to me, but it's good.
Jack and ginger.
Number 5, gin and tonic. I can get behind a good gin and tonic.
No way. Guys, please, just look at the caloric intake on tonic water. There is so much sugar in it, it's not even worth drinking.
I don't mess with that. That's like a grandpa drink.
Gin and diet tonic for the rent.
Yeah. I don't even like the taste of tonic. Then I look at the caloric and I'm like, why does anyone drink this?
I don't like gin. That's my thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't mind the pine.
Oh, I like gin.
To me, it's like a flavored vodka.
Okay.
As stupid as that is. Number 4 is whiskey and Coke.
I like
Jack
that.
And Coke.
Jack and Coke, yep.
A lot of people do the Jack and Coke.
I could do that.
Number 3, one of my personal faves. Especially if we go down to Puerto Rico or Cuba, rum and Coke.
Okay.
Love that.
I drank that when I was like in my 20s. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of rum.
Oh, it's so good. Number 2, this is the one that everyone, when they're trying to be health conscious or they don't like to explore flavor profiles.
Vodka sodas.
Vodka sodas.
So my neighbors drink.
You want something with no taste and you want to have less calories, but you want to get hammered? Go for the vodka soda.
That's me.
What kind of vodka?
So I do like flavored vodka, but I would probably do like a...
Tito's?
No, that's Goose? No, Tito's is what normal people say.
No.
I would probably do like a Goose orange and soda.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, by the way, go ahead. Give us the number 1.
I don't like bad hangovers. I'm sorry. I'd rather...
Are we up to number 1?
Yeah, we are.
The number one
cocktail in America is... Margaritas with tequila.
Nothing like celebrating a Mexican cocktail in America for the number 1 cocktail.
Number 1 cocktail in the USA.
I'm surprised at that. I got to be honest.
I was too, because I think of like margaritas whenever I only ever eat Mexican food.
So the other day, I want to go back to this. The other day, I went to the ABC store with Roy, and didn't you buy the Michael Jordan tequila?
I did buy Michael
Jordan
tequila.
Did you try it?
I have not tried it because I don't do a lot of tequila.
Did you buy it just because it was Michael Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
I bought it because the girl sold me.
She didn't sell him. He goes, ooh, I like that bottle behind the counter. What is it? And she goes, that's a tequila. It's Michael Jordan's tequila. He goes, how much is it? And she was like, she told him, can I say the price?
No.
$75.
Okay.
So she goes.
Can I say it? No. $75.
So she goes, do you want it? He goes, yeah, I'll take it. And then I go, that's right, buy local. Help our local Michael Jordan.
That struggling businessman. I really got to support his endeavor.
What else did you buy that day?
What's that?
What else did you buy that day?
I bought a cheaper, I got another tequila that I can mix stuff in, and then I got a bourbon.
Did you drink any of it? Bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I had to do a whole restock because my whole bar cabinet was
empty. How much money did you drop?
A lot, two something.
I dropped like $200, yeah.
Yeah.
But the liquor's going to last me 6 months. It seems fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you tried that Michael Jordan tequila, Nicole?
No, I didn't even know he had a tequila. I drink the Rocks tequila.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
That's right. That's going to last me 6 months.
That seems fair.
Buddy, I've seen you go through a bottle of bourbon in a weekend.
I can. Okay, bourbons are different, Loren, but tequilas and vodka.
It was a rough weekend, Loren.
Come on, Loren.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, what is going on in Hollywood?
So Kim Kardashian is officially a billionaire. Just in time for that divorce.
Just like her younger sister.
Yeah, just like her younger sister. But this is according to Forbes, and they're saying that her net worth went from $780 million in October to $1 billion now. And this is obviously with the star's launch of the KKW beauty brand and her Skims line as well. Plus, she gets all that money from Keeping Up with the Kardashians and her endorsement deals as well. She is just sitting on a load of cash. And fans were quick to recognize the fact that Kim, even though she is going through a divorce, is still, I guess, on the download supporting her future ex-husband, her husband.
I like that.
And she was wearing a pair of Yeezys on Easter Sunday. So even though, you know, they're not together, she's still promoting his stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. She got a contract.
They have
a business deal.
Yeah, they have
probably.
To have a business deal.
He's like, yeah, I won't take everything if you still promote my
stuff.
Speaking of exes, Jennifer Lopez, she is on the cover of InStyle magazine for May's issue, and all of her famous exes are singing her praises.
I heard about this.
Yeah, Mark Anthony gushed over the cover, and he was married to her from 2004 to, like, 2014.
Right after Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez have kids together, but he says that she is the hardest worker he's ever known. And, like, no doubt she hits the nail on the head 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
Be like, come on, Mark Anthony, give me 10 out of 10. And Channing Tatum, he's saying that he was worried about connecting with his daughter as a single dad. And he says that you just have to be open to, obviously, new things. He said, I was concerned because I had never worn nail polish before or braided hair. He's like, but now I know how to do both.
Okay. Good
so,
for him.
Yeah, he said he jumped feet first into the magical world of raising a daughter.
That's how it'd be for me. I would be very clueless.
I don't know how to put the barrettes in to my daughter's hair. I only know how to do a bow, but her hair's getting so long now that, like, the clip bow is not working. She wants pigtails. I can't do it without pulling her hair.
Yeah, you got to put the band in before you put the clip in.
Yeah.
If it's long. And SI, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, is now including a guy as one of their models. So if you want to see that story and more, you can head to kiss951.com.
Fabulous. Before we leave, I got to play this clip. Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy. It's his week to host. You know, having all these guest hosts, and he's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And the Green Bay Packers screwed up this last playoffs. They should have kicked a field goal. Instead, the coach went for it. And a contestant in Final Jeopardy made a joke last night on Aaron Rodgers' first night of hosting about that. Listen to this.
Funny. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I didn't.
That was planned.
Maybe, I don't know, but Aaron Rodgers didn't do as horrible as I thought he was going to.
He sounds boring to
it
me.
It wasn't great, but what do you expect from a quarterback who, like, you'd be like, who's hosting what?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. it's as out of left field as I thought it would be.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Cameron's got your shot at $10,000 with the KISS cash code coming up in just about 15 minutes. Y'all enjoy your Tuesday. Get out, have lunch. It's beautiful out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us,
Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.